it reads as it, as the bill comes to us. It is unlawful for any person to observe sexually explicit conduct, which is defined in sub 2 on that, up on that page, or to obtain or view a photograph, motion picture, videotape, or other visual recording of sexually explicit conduct involving a child.
Is there a problem there?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Senator Bunn.
If a police officer observes the conduct, they would be violating the law.
Yeah. Well, that's really basically literally what you have there, and I guess that's where I, you know, we had some discussion during with Warren Dears about that. We had the question of adding knowingly in there. We had some other approaches on how to handle this section. I think it is a section that we need to further figure out where we want to be as a committee with, at a minimum, for my purposes.
I think we ought to just go back to the present language of 163.680 and not amend it. Then you've got pay or give anything of value. That ought to be enough. That's what you're doing. You're guilty of a Class C felony, and if, other than that, you aren't.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Senator Bunn wants to ask another question first.
No, I'm just supportive of deleting Section 8.
Okay, Representative Maddox.
I was present when there was some discussion of this, and I concurred, and I agree with the Chair's concern and the other Senator's concern, because if we go with the current law, I would suggest, however, that you want to modify the current law just a little bit to make it consistent with the new language. If you had this read, it is unlawful for any person to pay or give anything of value, put that language back in, to observe sexually explicit conduct by a child. You don't have to say known by the person there, because you've already got it covered. And then to say, or to pay or give anything of value to obtain or view a photograph, et cetera, et cetera. Then you have pretty much gotten it in tune with the language of the bill. But you've required that there be someone pay or give anything of value to observe or to obtain or to view, and it gets you back to the same concept as the current law.
Okay, Senator Brockman.
Is there a statute somewhere else that deals with observing sexually explicit conduct for free? I mean, good heavens, if it's going to make it a felony to look at a picture, I certainly think it should be every bit that kind of penalty to observe it.
Madam Chair, Senator Bruckman, I don't believe so.
Well, then I don't want to tinker with that.
I didn't hear your last comment.
Well, I said I don't want to tinker with it. That, I mean, okay. Good heavens, if you're going to stage one of these things for filming and you invite your buddies to come over and watch it, good heavens, I think that's a crime to go over there and watch it. I mean, that's I ask is if there's anything specific in statute that would preclude that.
Madam Chair?
Yes. Senator, Representative Maddox.
You could achieve that purpose and cover that, and by the way, there is not a separate law that I know of, unless it's contributing to the delinquency of a minor. But if you said it is unlawful for any person to observe sexually explicit conduct, I mean, they're watching it, they shouldn't be doing that, by a child, or to pay or give anything of value to obtain or view a photograph, then you're tying in consideration for looking at photos or getting photos, so there'd have to be consideration for that. And I remember the Senator Cohen mentioned what if someone brings around some of this to show to people.
That would be an interesting thing. So if you really said, let's hold on here for a minute, if you said on line 40, leave the brackets in and substitute the word knowingly up there, to observe sexually explicit conduct by a child.
Well, I think you'd know it.
And then, I think everybody, including Warren Dears, agreed that knowingly ought to be up there if you left the bill.
I don't have a problem with that, but I certainly think that
And then I would continue on line 41 to reinsert probably the existing language, to make it simple, which would say, or we still, or to pay or give anything of value or to obtain or view a photograph, and continue that.
Strike the or.
Yeah, the second or. Yeah. 42.
Right.
42. Mm-hmm. I mean, that.
So basically, what you're doing is you're allowing, you're getting him for observing, knowingly observing, or to pay or give anything of value to obtain a view. So you're getting him by knowingly observing.
Good.
Or giving any value, or paying for viewing. Is that a okay,
yep,
place for us
I
to be
so.
With this?
Yeah, that, I think that really that covers it all. That
did you read it
watching
again?
Watching a movie,
again?
Or that means watching.
Can we go through the whole thing again? I'm sorry.
Then I have another question, slightly on a slightly different point, but let's come to that in a second.
Well, you're going to remove the brackets and leave to pay or give anything of value in, I recall. Then you're going to put or to knowingly observe sexually explicit conduct by a child.
Well, actually, no, that's not how
that's
I was
not,
going to do it. I would, I'd okay. start at line 40 and say it is unlawful for any person to knowingly observe.
Okay.
Which means you're going to leave those brackets in on that line that are there.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
then come down on line 41, basically, and for the moment, let's set aside known by the person to be under 18.
Okay.
That's another issue. Or, and I would assume, well, I would then propose that we kind of leave existing language.
Anything
and take away the or on line 42. So you're really saying it's unlawful for any person to knowingly observe sexually explicit conduct by a child or to pay or give anything of value to obtain or view a photograph. That's how it would read, and I'm setting aside the 18-year-old languages.
No, sure.
Yes.
I don't know where becoming aware of and observing comes into play, but whether it's a camp counselor who sees something happening and breaks it up, is that observing? Okay, so you observe it, you stop it from happening, you violated the law.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we got.
If we have a chair. Purpose of arousing sexual desire.
Chair.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me, Senator Hill.
I think
maybe
that as I recall the discussion, the concern about this section was that people exchange a lot of this material. Isn't it? They pass it around. Isn't that what this section? Yet there's no mention of exchange at all.
All right.
I mean, if you're trying to get to, because they don't sell it, they exchange it, they circulate it around. Would you? And I don't know if that's exchanging something for value or not, but if you're trying to get to that, wouldn't the word exchange fit in there somewhere, if that's what you're trying to get? Because the situation of just popping something in front of Senator Bunn's face and having him look at it while the police are standing there and they come and arrest him, but if you are exchanging something, obviously then that denotes that you know exactly what you're doing, and it just seems to me that that's pretty fairly provable, and that's what this is, as I recall the testimony.
May I respond to that?
Yes.
That is part of it, and if you said or to pay or exchange,
mm-hmm,
or give anything of value to obtain or view a photograph, the contraband that you just handed over to do a swap of dirty pictures of children would be exchanging something of value, pretty negative value, but it has some value. And that was one of the concerns, is that they don't actually give money or something else, they just
swap. Do you think the word exchange would be of some value here in,
mm-hmm,
dealing with this particular? I don't know where that gets Senator Bunn.
Well,
anywhere.
It does, Madam Chair, because my concern is someone who has not intentionally observing for the purpose of arousal. It's just they happen to see something. We're making it illegal for them to see something that they may not have any desire to see.
Okay, so what's your
the middle of the real
I want your feedback on something here. To say leave the current statute, Section 8, as it stands with adding the words exchange in both of those places.
Yes, I think that takes care of the concern that I have.
Okay. have any objections to Senator McBunn's solution to how to resolve this piece?
The one suggestion I have is I think Senator Brockman mentioned a bunch of people coming in to watch someone filming this kind of activity where you're not giving or exchanging anything of value. I think I could explain it and make legislative history there. Observing, knowing, with Senator Cohen's recommendation of knowingly observe, observation is a term of art, and it means that you've done more than just stumble upon something. You were pausing and you were beginning to take it all in and not acting upon it. So it doesn't say view; it says observe, and observe is tougher than viewing. You'd have to know what's going on, and you would have to pause and just take it all in without either moving away, turning aside, or taking some action. So your camp counselor stumbling on a couple of kids who are 15 years old and in bed is not knowingly observing it, unless the counselor decides just to sit and watch. And at that point, yes, the counselor is knowingly observing. You're no longer just viewing something that's happened and taking some action. So I think the language that was proposed a moment ago would take care of that problem, the knowingly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're basically still down to the current structure of the law, adding
the
words exchange, to pay, exchange, or give anything of value, or knowingly observe.
Yes, I would concur with that.
Madam Chair, probe a little bit.
Yes, please.
Would there be any situations in which you'd be knowingly observing other than for purposes of arousing sexual desire? Curiosity.
Frankly, I can't think of.
Would it be okay then to insert that, to observe sexually explicit conduct by a child for purposes of arousing or satisfying sexual desire?
Would that, right in there, that would not be a problem.
That be okay?
That would not be a problem.
I think that gets us away from some of the difficulty of knowingly observing. What does that really mean?
And that takes, but it leaves it separate from obtaining or viewing on these swaps where you don't have to get into arousal.
Right.
It just happened.
Right.
But for going in and watching, I cannot imagine any other purpose. So why not put that limitation in?
Okay. And then how about the known by a person to be under 18 years of age? You might go, assuming for the moment that nude dancing is okay, you go in and you don't know whether the kid is, well, the young person is 17 or 18. It hardly seems right to make it crime, if it's otherwise legal, if they happen to have a 17-year-old up there. At least for the audience, maybe a crime it should be for the purveyor, but not. I'm not sure about the audience.
Madam Chair, Senator Shoemaker, there is an affirmative defense applicable to all of these, which appears in Section 9, failure to know reasonably know the age of the.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That cleans that one out.
Should we then go ahead and delete the known by the person to be under 8 years of 18?
Yeah, because we don't know.
In both of the places in Section 8, we're going to take that out of 8. On line 41, we'll remove that phrase and also remove the phrase on 43, line 43, page 2. So we'll leave Section 9 to take care of the child issue. Do we need to know the definition of child?
We've got that.
It's up here under child on sub 1, okay?
And then do we add for purpose of arousing or satisfying?
Well, I think we've gotten okay from the sponsor. Yeah, that would come on line 40, and it would basically read as
41.
I have to think it would be
all right.
On line 40. you're going to observe for purposes of sexual arousal, sexually explicit conduct by a child. So it comes up under line 40, I think. You qualifies.
Observe.
It is a qualifier of the observe, so you really want to say it is unlawful for any person to pay, exchange, or give anything of value, or knowingly observe for purposes of sexual arousal, sexually explicit conduct by a child. And then we might have to figure out some beginning of another sentence to obtain, you know, to not have to have that be two sentences and split that out.
Madam Chair, and the language used in other sections is something to the effect arousing or gratifying the sexual desire of the person or another, and I gather that's the language that you want to use. All right.
So we're going to sort with a full understanding, I'd like to take this to the Legislative Council, get it drafted, see what we look like here, see whether it comes. critical piece of what we're looking at, and with a full understanding that we have to split this into two sentences. Obtaining, see, the obtaining or viewing is different than observing. So this really basically two sentences there. The first part is unlawful to pay or give anything of value to observe, and then it's down here to obtain or view. Recording.
No, it's not. You changed to or. You just said it to again.
Oh, right. The second two is not
I'm
there.
I'm talking about the second two. I'm talking about line 42 as opposed to up.
Ah.
I think we know what we're getting at. Let me just move the amendment.
May I clarify that before we move on?
Okay. I am happy to say, I don't know how you got to fit it all in one sentence is my concern right now, and I don't know whether we can do that. And maybe we'll be back to Senator Bunn's original motion, which is take away Section 8. But.
Well, Madam Chair, at this point, I don't see a fourth, but I would certainly join Senator Springer as a third on the ACLU amendments, which I think might make that unnecessary. If a fourth person joined, I think that would clear up. I'm uncomfortable with the gray area we're getting into. And I think it's better to have an affirmative defense that somebody can come in and argue than it is to do something that we're not sure what we're accomplishing. And so at this point, I would
I'm happy to carry it over. You know, we'll see what we get, and we'll back and work it out. We've got a few days.
I think that would be fine.
And so it's important to have. This bill is sufficient enough of importance that we need to know what we're doing. It's not going to be the last day we meet in this committee by any means. So we will be meeting throughout the days more intensively as we move along because other committees will be out of commission and we will be focusing a little more directly here with some extended hours. Thanks.
One of those is not yet out of commission.
5 o'clock tonight in recess.
8 to 5 judiciary, Madam Chair.
Well, a day or two.